Talk of baseball, Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Carey Crowley back here with you. Giants, the Rockies coming up on The Leader at 105, and it's my pleasure to welcome in my colleague and Giants beat reporter, Mark Sanchez. He does a great job covering the team for CanBR.com. Mark, we just sat in on a very informative session with Giants manager Gabe Kapler, who does not have a lineup for today's game, does not have the rotation for this week's series on the Reds. So I take it you learned about as much as I did.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. Really, anything we wanted to know for today or for tomorrow or for, you know, the upcoming series, we were not able to find out. And he said it's they're waiting about medical information, so, you know, you give that some allowances. I'm not exactly sure what the deal is, but in terms of passing along information, it makes it a little bit difficult.
Absolutely. If we do get the lineup here during the segment, we will give it to you, the listeners. But the Giants did make some news this morning, Mark, and I want to touch on the trade the Giants made with the New York Yankees, acquiring infielder Tyro Estrada in exchange for cash considerations, transferring Jalen Davis to the 60-day injured list with a left knee injury. What can you tell us about Estrada and how he fits in with the organization?
Yeah, he was a pretty big prospect for the Yankees a couple of years ago, a really rising guy in 2017. I'm sorry, I'm hiding out in a stairwell here and trying to escape people. But he was a rising prospect going through the system. He had a nice year in 2017 as a shortstop, second baseman for the Double-A team. And then in the offseason, he was home in Venezuela, and he was the victim of a botched robbery, and he was shot. The bullet was actually wedged in his hip. It's an awful story. And so he missed most of the 2018 season. But he's a remarkable story too, in that he came back, he rehabbed, he had surgery. He debuted in 2019 and actually had a pretty nice year. He had his struggles last year in the shortened 22 year that, you know, people still don't really know what to make of it. But the Yankees are very much a win-now team. They need an infielder. They went out and got Odor, who's obviously more established than Estrada. But Estrada still has a pretty nice upside, and he can play shortstop. And the Giants desperately need someone who can play shortstop because their backup shortstop is their center fielder. So if he can play shortstop and they'll send him to Sacramento, then you know, there's a pretty good chance we see him at some point this year.
No question that they needed shortstop depth behind Brandon Crawford and Mauricio Dubon. There was really no one at the alternate site. Arismendi Alcantara, who joined the Giants on a minor league deal this offseason, was the primary guy, but it seems like Estrada will fit in. But how about the Giants' everyday shortstop at the major league level? Brandon Crawford carrying the offense the last 2 days since they've got home. And Gabe Kapler offered some interesting commentary, Mark, following Saturday's game when Crawford hit the 3-run home run. He said that he just wants Crawford up in those situations. And even though he's a career 250 hitter, it feels like the Giants want him up in those situations, that he delivers so often in the clutch. And right now, Brandon Crawford is probably that guy that you'd lean on in the late innings and say, he's our best shot.
Absolutely. And it does, you know, with fans back this year, you can tell a difference between, you know, a Brandon Crawford big hit and, I don't know, when Darren Ruffel has a big hit. You know, Brandon Crawford is beloved here. He is as Bay Area as it gets. He is exactly who the Giants want to succeed for so many reasons. And what was especially important about yesterday's big hit was it came off a lefty. You know, that was, he had been 0-for-10 in the season against lefties going into that at bat. And the fact that he, you know, after the game, he said, yeah, well, I got my first one. And last year he had his struggles early on against lefties. Then they tried to platoon him. And fortunately for the Giants and for him, he sort of hit his way out of that. So you can tell he's trying to make an early statement here of saying, I can hit lefties, put me in against everyone. And the Giants really want to, because, you know, they don't have anyone behind him. You know, if he's not playing shortstop, then Dubon is. And if he's not, and if Dubon is playing shortstop, then they need a center fielder. So it's really going to be great for both sides if Crawford can keep showing that he can hit lefties.
Talk of baseball here on KMBR with Giants beat reporter Mark Sanchez, covers the team for KMBR.com. It's Anthony DeSclafani going for the Giants today, Mark, at Oracle Park, his home debut. And this is a guy who spent the majority of his major league career pitching home games at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, a really difficult place for starters to pitch. Anthony DeSclafani coming to the Giants and made a few tweaks during spring training, throwing the changeup more, you know, different shapes to his breaking ball. What did you think of the work that he did down in Scottsdale and what you saw from him in that first outing at Petco Park this week?
Yeah, first on the sort of stadium difference here. In the offseason, he was asked about just pitching at Oracle Park, which is a haven for pitchers, and he said, well, really anywhere outside Cincinnati will be good for me. I'm sure that beat him down a little bit. It's very much, you know, fly balls become home runs in an instant there. But, yeah, he came over, and he is very much a different pitcher. He's relying more on his off-speed stuff. And less in his fastball, which is very much a trend around the Giants. It seems like every pitcher is doing that. And yet he can still reach back and hit 95, 96. In his, you know, he looked pretty good in his first start. Even in Scottsdale, he was against that Padres lineup. I think he struck out 8 in 4 innings. He's got really top-notch stuff, and it's just whether he can command it and can control it the whole way, because he does have a tendency to walk people from time to time. But, you know, the Giants see him as another Kevin Gausman type. If you can sort of break through and get the right pitch mix going with him, he's got real legitimate upside. And this will be the first time for Giants fans to see that in person. So it'll be good to see.
I'm intrigued, and I want to get your opinion on the middle innings right now for the Giants. We saw Caleb Berger come in on Saturday, Reyes Maranta, Tyler Rogers, all hand the ball over to Jake McGee, who's been electric in the ninth inning. But where do you think Gabe Kapler's bullpen hierarchy stands behind Jake McGee and Tyler Rogers, who seems to have emerged, for better or for worse in the eyes of Giants fans, as their primary eighth inning guy? Who does he trust right now to get the ball to his high leverage relievers? Who can he trust on Sunday if the Giants are in that spot, saying that maybe Maranta can't go back to back yet, maybe they don't want to see Berger? Who would he go to, in your opinion?
Gary, when's the last time you looked at a Berger's stats from Ethereum last year?
Caleb Berger, I actually did it this morning to go look at his wins numbers compared to Kevin Gausman and Johnny Cueto.
It's remarkable. I was doing it yesterday because, you know, he's only thrown scoreless appearances so far. And you look back, and I think the last, I don't know, 15 or so appearances of last year did not come with a run. He's got a really quietly impressive streak going that might hit 20 of appearances without allowing her. And I think he's behind McGee. Now, I don't think that means he's the defending guy, because he essentially is McGee. It's a lefty with that fastball they throw at the top of the zone sort of repeatedly. And both of them get guys out pretty much the same way, and I don't think they want them back-to-back. But I do think that he is probably the most reliable behind McGee, even if they're not going to go eighth, ninth. And Rogers has pitched pretty well. He pitches to contact, so he is going to have some going to strike guys out. And Maranta looked good, too. His fastball, but the slider was even better than it did a couple of years ago. So I think we're starting to see a hierarchy form there. But I do think that Berger is top-notch. It's just I don't think he wants to come back-to-back with McGee.
You know, one of the great things you do, Mark, is pay attention to the minor leagues, pay attention to the alternate site. You're always so locked in there. And you asked Gabe Kapler this morning about Elliot Ramos, what he's seen and, you know, what reports he was getting from the alternate site. And what can you share from what's taking place in Sacramento, where the Giants have about 30 players right now playing against Oakland A's alternate site players just about every other day throughout the month of April?
Well, what I can share is especially from the lineup that Ramos is hitting third or fourth, and he's playing center field or right field. The type of, you know, if they're putting him on display there and showing, you know, this is the middle of the order bat that we want, this is a guy that we can see as a everyday center fielder. He also made a remarkable play in right yesterday. I think all out dive to rob extra bases from the A's. He is making just as much noise there as he did all throughout. That has been my big takeaway so far, is that, you know, granted, we're only getting snippets of the games, we're getting highlights that the River Cats send out, things like that. But the fact that he is putting on the same show they did a couple months ago and is pretty much picking up the point where when his debut will be.
Great stuff. Mark Sanchez, he covers the Giants for KMBR.com. He'll be out at the ballpark today. Mark, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, and hope to do this more often this season. All right, that is Mark Sanchez covering the Giants. Once again, Gabe Kapler and the Giants do not have their lineup yet. We're an hour from first pitch. We do not know what the lineup looks like. But for the Colorado Rockies, it's Garrett Hampson at second base, Raimel Tapia in left field, Trevor Story at shortstop, Charlie Blackman, the right fielder, Ryan McMahon batting fifth at third base, Josh Fuentes over at first base, Sam Hilliard hitting seventh in center field, Dom Nunez doing the catching, and then Herman Marquez on the mound for Colorado. When we come back, we're going to go in the booth with John Miller, Giants broadcaster. Get you ready for Giants and the Rockies. The Giants going for the sweep out at Oracle Park. You're listening to KMBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.